2 free tickets to Albert Nob tomorrow. We saw the preview for it.
It's the one with Glenn Close Glenn pretending Close to be guy, a dude.
And it's the girl, the blonde from...
Jane Eyre.
Jane Eyre. Okay, so 2 free tickets to the Landmark tomorrow. It's only tomorrow at 7.
Okay, well, I don't have any plans.
Are you okay with going?
Don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going with or without you.
I'm like, free
well,
tickets.
There you go.
I was like, if you don't want to go, maybe I'll invite someone else.
Other than that, it did not work.
Ola.
Yeah, I was on a good stand. Extremely loud and incredibly close head to my week with Marilyn head to the Iron Lady head to, and then it just gets into a bunch of ones, like short, a lot of short films. Yeah. But then, you know, we can talk about some of the different nominations and belief one way or the other regarding legitimacy for that nomination or not.
Fair
or
enough.
Lack of, as well. Like, if something is definitely not on the list, which I've heard a lot about.
And how close does this need to be?
Kind of closer.
It does not extend.
Unfortunately, you have to sit somewhat eagerly on the couch.
Yeah. Like, this pillow's going to tease me all night.
Okay.
No.
I can get more pillows if you need some...
I will just need one.
Good call.
Yeah, I put mine on silent, but have it ready in case I need to use it.
It's a lot like mine. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Pretty good.
Thank you, sir.
Work was rough today.
Really. And in case you do want
to... I'm good.
A pillow as well. We can do that.
Sweet!
Beverage? Dr. Pepper?
Session?
Session. Last session. It's a showdown.
Whoa.
I also have the Blackout Premium
and
Dr. Pepper.
I'm not going to tell you until you open yours.
I see how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you do the honors.
Okay.
I'm like, is this session going to last me the whole time?
Probably not. Want a premium, too?
Yes.
Well, we're going to do the mic check first.
All right.
So, I mean, you know, there's always that last break.
Okay.
What do you got?
Paper.
No. Rock.
Yes. Cheers.
Sláinte.
I have to know what flavor this is.
It's kettle corn.
Could you pass me the other coaster next to yours there?
I couldn't see it.
It disappeared into the sky. I was looking for...
Mikey.
I know, I'm like... So should I grab this pretzel and... the whole time?
Yeah, it's kind of teaser food.
I know. Like, why'd you do that? But I think I realized this last time. What did I do with the pizza? I just, like, sat back and was like...
Yeah, you just rolled over and it was okay.
Crunch, munch, crunch.
Munch a crunch. Crunch a munch.
How's that? That's getting there.
Getting there?
How's this?
That's good.
Okay.
And mine?
Have you watched more Doctor Who?
I did.
Like Yeso?
Yeah.
Did it improve?
This could even...
A little bit.
It's just so it keeps the center of gravity. How about right
the
stand
now? The stand is pretty well weighted. That's a bit better.
Okay.
It's got to get up in your business.
C, D, E.
A little closer. Yeah. So, yeah, you might want to scooch up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Get comfortable.
I can get you a pillow
if
you want.
Get comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I'll just lean forward on it.
If all else fails, Adam can grab a blanket that's behind him and throw it at him.
Yeah.
Those are pretty dense too.
Yeah.
That's true. And warm.
Yeah.
So, I think we're in pretty good shape here. In terms of positioning. Nice. Yeah,
right.
Improvisation.
Oh, shoot. I need to do something.
Okay. Do. Oh, yeah.
Somebody has to do paperwork, but I have to find out if we have paperwork for him to do. Yes, we do.
I was like, I forgot to warn him. You have to sign your life away to Dan.
Yay.
Yeah. It's a combination talent release form.
Don't read the fine print.
And behavioral and non-discretion form. So it's just if we, you know, we can reuse the audio later in reference that you were on the show. And then it's, you know, drink as much as you want, do whatever you want, but just, you know, don't go nuts.
Don't be belligerent.
Yes. And,
you should just put that in big letters. Yeah. Don't be belligerent.
And then the other part is if we come up with something on the show that we don't want announced until Friday when the episode releases, you're supposed to not say anything.
Wait.
I know we're not very revolutionary, but we have that in there just in case.
I'm like,
well, we could. I mean, you know, maybe if we kept a tighter lid on the games, we could have pulled it on that. It's like, don't tell anybody how this game works until Friday.
Right.
If we wanted to, but if.
Or, I mean, if Dan gets pregnant and he wants to announce whether it's a boy or girl on the show.
Right.
Because, you know.
Because that happens a lot.
Yeah.
It's true.
Mm. Yeah. It's very serious.
Though, yes. Going back to random things that kind of are announced, but not really, I have been finding pictures of free advertising for us.
Nice. I think I saw...
I posted both of them on Facebook as well as the website.
Yeah.
But it's just... I don't know what it is, but recently some of the internet around me has been getting kind of shitty. Like, lower bandwidth, more people hopping on somehow, some yes. way. Mostly at work. And so, every now and then, like Vimeo, not Vimeo, Vivo, and Mark Maron's WTF app have both actually said buffering. I've seen it on Netflix before. So I want to try to get that one. That's kind of my goal. But for Vivo, it's yes, fun because you have the music video, so you can kind of hope that it happens during a fun scene in a music video to get that really cool shot.
Right, okay.
But I do want to do something with that. Some
Poppy.
Maybe a contest?
Yeah, I mean...
I'd give somebody $10 for iTunes for, you know, best one, minimum 5 entries have to come in. No, minimum... Yeah, so, yeah. Some number of entries, I imagine. But okay. I think it'd be fun to see what other people find.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I'm in favor.
What's our search today?
It's always the same. Now it's always Minnesota winter. There's another side. I'm sorry to trick you.
Of course.
Those tricky double-sided pieces of paper.
New-ish. It's newer pictures.
Yeah, it kind of circulates a little bit. I don't know why. Oh, you know what's interesting? I picked up the Muppets soundtrack today.
Oh.
Because Muppet or a Man is one of the two nominated songs.
Cool.
And I looked at it, and it said that the person up for the award is Brett McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
And... I think I was aware of that when the movie came out, but it just kind of got lost in the ether of it. But then I went back, and owning all the music now, I can definitely hear it. Like, I can tell that it's written by him now, in retrospect, like, acknowledging that it's him. Because, you know, the last time I'd heard it was in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And it was weird because Chris Cooper, who played... the evil entrepreneur, rich tax man or something.
Maniacal laugh.
Yeah, that guy.
Maniacal laugh.
Like, he sounds like Brett in that song. Just the way that he ride some of the notes, it sounds just like it's really creepy. Huh. Now. It's almost like you can hear the accent. As if he's mimicking him.
Interesting.
So what's the ban exactly? The $150 fine?
Oh, if you go nuts as to the point of ruining our chance of using the recording, then all of that money is just, you know, everyone gets paid for you wasting their time.
Okay.
But usually we can save stuff.
Okay. It's an incentive not to mess it up. Don't get belligerent.
Well, yeah, don't get sauced.
No, and then don't talk about specific brands regarding food and beverages.
Yeah, that's
okay. I just want to know the ground rules, so
no side conversations. That's the big one.
Fine.
Yep,
because that is a bitch to edit. That is my life wasted.
So, in essence, if I'm going to say anything to Katie, just go over like this.
Well, yeah, it's not so much that if you want to actually talk to her and you know you want to look at her at the same time, it is you do kind of have to gravitate around it.
Yeah.
But it's also like
don't whisper anything to somebody while another conversation's going on because it's just
everything gets garbled.
Yeah. It just confuses the listeners and they're not sure what they're supposed to be listening to.
Yeah.
So
okay. I understand that.
Yeah. So, let's see. So we've kind of been... I've been listening and mic checking a little bit.
We've been riffing enough.
Yeah. So let's have an actual mic check question.
Since we are going to talk about the Oscars for a bit, we could designate this time as to what we've watched recently. Hypothetically.
I was thinking...
if you have a specific question, then do it to
it. Winter driving stories.
I've got one that just happened.
Yeah. There we go. Current event.
It's not a great one, but it did happen like a half an hour ago, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went to Walk in the Park. If you guys have ever been there?
W-O-K Walk?
Right, it's on Texas and Minnetonka Boulevard.
Oh, I know where that is. I've never gone in, though.
Okay, it's more on Utah. It's across the street from Axeman.
Yes, yes.
But it's not on Minnetonka Boulevard. It's on Utah. So you can't see it from all the directions. Anyways.
Right, but driving to and from Cooper, I'd take Minnetonka all the time, so I'd see it.
Right. So my boss had told me to check out
Walk in the Park.
Tandu and Walk in the Park. So I checked out Tandu and I hadn't gotten to Walk in the Park. So we were like, hey, let's get dinner. Let's go to Walk in the Park. So we pull into this little parking lot off Utah and it's all one way. And surprisingly, there are tons of cars in this parking lot. And it's snowed and it hasn't been plowed and blah, blah, blah. So I find a spot right at the end that I have no idea if it was a real spot or not, but it was tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I come inside and I'm like, all right, well, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get out of my spot, but we'll see. And Eric wasn't quite picking up. I'm like, well, I'm on a hill and it's like really slippery in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I might just have to bust through the snowbank that's in front of me instead of trying to back out. So I get in my car and I have a stick shift, so
right.
I take my foot off the clutch, and I hit the gas. But normally, it's a really steep incline. If you were normally on that steep incline, you would gun it and make it up the hill and kind of make up for the lag. Well, if you gun it on snow, you don't go anywhere.
Yeah, you just kind of...
You just keep sliding back.
Yeah.
So I take my foot off, and I do that the first time, and I slide forward like 3 feet. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, if I try and go backwards again... I could go far enough forward that I'm right up against the, like, tree and snowbank and grass that's in front of me. Or if I just go forward, I think I can make this turn and just bust through that snowbank in front of me. That was still presumably road, you know, paint.
Road-ish.
And not necessarily grass.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I'm like, well, it's pretty warm out. I bet that isn't frozen snow. I bet I can make it through it. sure enough, I make it all the way through. Just slide right through. So I get in the car with Eric, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't know if he was like, oh, it's a stick shift thing. I didn't get why you wouldn't be able to get out of there. And I was like,
yeah,
because there's this whole clutch and reverse thing.
Yeah. But
there's a lag there, and apparently, so he decided that automatics won stick shift zero. But
we haven't started that whole conversation of
one versus the other. It's just it's an acknowledgement of in this situation this would be preferable.
Right. So I just thought it was funny because it just happened. But my car took the snowbank like nobody's business.
Hey, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot to do with gravity, but oh well.
Gravity helps, yeah.
See, when I thought most of winter driving story, I went straight to horror stories, not successes.
Yeah, I know. I would have too.
No, I'm surprised because I don't think I log those as much because it's just like when do those happen? Winter driving success story.
I know.
I made it there on happens. Time.
Yes. All right. Will somebody have a horror story to even out my success story?
Mm.
I have a movie moment.
All right.
Ooh.
Yeah. When I was going to school in Green Bay, I would always take 94 to 29, and then you're in Green Bay. So, there you go. After you get on 29, it's right around Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire area is where 29 starts. And there's really nothing until you get to Wausau. It's just little gas stations on the side of the road kind of thing. That's about it. There's one, it's right outside of Wausau, and I think it's Marathon is the name of the town. And I always had a tendency of gassing up there if I needed gas, just so I could blow through Wausau and make it all the way to Green Bay and I'd be fine. They also had like a Subway and a McDonald's or something like that. So I had options. So, winter driving back to Green Bay in the boat, in the Buick, Buick Century 1991, that had essentially no shocks or just like bizarre shocks where if you rocked the car, you could get the corners of the car to touch the ground with enough vigor and vim.
I remember.
Yes. Yeah. But it was bench seating. So I think we got 8 people in there, not counting the trunk, which could hold like another 5.
Yeah.
Which we tested once because you just got to know these things when you're in theater.
I just remember going to that drive-in and people actually sat and watched the movie in the trunk.
Yeah. Steve and...
Carrie. And then you and I put a giant dent in the top because we decided to sit on top.
Yeah.
It's a good thing the roof was falling down anyway, right?
Yeah. But driving along, not the greatest car to be in, but, you know, it's moving. I'm happy. And so I decided to stop at Marathon. I'm going to get something. And so I go up onto the exit ramp, and immediately I lose control of the car. And it starts spinning. But I am going 60, 70 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
Getting off the interstate.
I'm flying up this hill, but I'm going with so much force in one direction that despite the fact that my car started spinning around, it was still going the same way. So I did the in the car, in the movie, complete spin around, no control, not moving for fear that I will fuck this up the moment I move. Just kind of that scream. He's like, just keep going around. And so at one point in time, I realize that I am going backwards. Like I'm starting to actually go backwards. And my wheels had been straight all this time. So all I did was I just started pumping the brakes. So I was backing up an exit ramp, essentially, as I tried to slow myself down. And I did actually, like, skid while I was still going because it was really shitty ice. Nobody did anything for this ramp in the first place. But I get to the top, and I kind of, like, just stop right at the stop sign backwards. And by then, a car had come up. So I was like, well, shit. I mean, I'm safe. I'm alive. This is good. But what the fuck do I do? I can't see. Because it's not like you can back into the street and then go, because this is an overpass. So it's just like a blind spot. So it's just, finally I was like, fuck it. I just went and survived again and made it into the gas station and just sat down for a good like 15, 20 minutes. It's like, I'm good for driving for now. Oh my gosh. I'm done moving. Wow. I mean,
especially when you got to get back on the road.
No.
Yeah, I'm only halfway done with the trip.
Right.
But is really just that movie moment. It's like, what the fuck is happening? Oh, that was scary.
Wow. Yeah,
that would be scary. Man.
That sounds a lot like what I was going to mention, which happened just last week.
Recent.
Yeah. I was driving to work in the morning, and I was on Minnewashta Parkway.
Right.
And that was when the night before it had been super cold and there was black ice and stuff like that. And then, of course, on top of that, you get some snow. So that morning was treacherous on Minnewashta Parkway, especially because it hadn't been touched. There was still snow on it, and, of course, the ice was underneath. So I'm driving, you know, all nonchalant you know, that I'm just starting the drive, so my defenses aren't quite up yet. I'm still kind of, whatever, I'm driving to work, driving, you know, just normal. And I go around this gentle left turn, and as I'm exiting the turn, my car just keeps wanting to turn. And very similar to what happened to you, it just started turning around. And this is Charlotte. My car's name is Charlotte. But it was graceful, really. I wasn't scared because I was only going like 30 and I didn't hit any curbs and there weren't any other cars around. But it was just this perfect 360, nice and slow. And when the car came to a stop, I was just facing right back down the road. And I was like, huh.
All right.
Well done, Charlotte.
Well done.
That was a lovely pirouette. So I resumed my driving with a little bit more caution and switched on my good driving instincts for snow and actually countersteered when that started to happen again a little bit further down the parkway. No more problems. So
good.
Yeah. It was an experience, though. My first real spin out or pirouette out.
That just reminds me, I have to quick interject. We were driving to an old SA meeting when I was in the student government in college.
Okay, yeah, SA, it's always...
I was getting there.
Student Association.
And we were going to a chancellor's breakfast, so we got to go to, like, the fancy...
Oh, fancy!
The fancy, club in town that you could only go if you were invited. And we all got, catered breakfast and blah, blah, blah. So it was early. I think we had to be there at 7 or something, or 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we're up around campus, so there aren't any other cars because it's 6:30 in the morning near a college campus. And Kaylee's driving. So it was on College Street between St. Scholastica and UMD. You know how it kind of swerves by that new church they built there?
Yep.
Right on Chester Bowl? Okay. So.
Sure.
Hey, somebody in the new room knew what I was talking about.
And note that she said she opened with "we went." She means "she went."
Ah.
Yes.
Oh,
I
sorry.
Was an underling at that point.
Kids at home, are you following?
Probably not.
Not invited by the chancellor.
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 Long story long. Yes. We were on a gentle curve like that on going like 30 miles an hour, and we pirouetted through the street exactly the way you talked about. But this is where it gets fun. So we all like collect ourselves and we're like, did that really just happen? Like we must have been going a little faster because we spun so fast that we were like, did that really just happen? And then we kept going down the road a little bit further. Did it again? Yep.
Wow.
I wasn't driving, but...
I'm trying to find this so I can understand this curve. What was the address again, please? Or can you please find it for me?
Yeah, I'll find it for you.
Show me on my phone.
Anyway, so yeah, we not only did it once, and then we were like, okay, we have to be more safe. The roads are really slick. And then 100 yards later, did it again.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, we really drove careful. And luckily, there was nobody around, and it's like a 4-lane highway that doesn't need to be.
It's kind of corn.
So that was, I just had to add that.
The only... The only excuse me while I make lots of noise eating my kettle corn accidentally.
Not accidentally. These snacks are brought to you by Frontier Communications and the goodwill of Joy Aldred, who said, "Take what you want."
Hooray!
So we have kettle corn and pretzels.
Where?
Yeah, the only winter driving story that I can think of at the moment is my senior year in high school. Went up to UMD, University of Minnesota Duluth, for my orientation. And, of course, you bring your parents and you do all that so they can see where you're going to be going and all that. And
it's one of those things where they go do their thing and you do your
exactly,
thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Parents, you can leave the room right now. If there's any questions that the students have, they can actually ask real students. Okay. But anyways, so... That's all done, coming back home, and we get about 15 miles away from home, and it starts snowing. And of course, I'm driving, because, little background story, my dad, country kid growing up, afraid to drive in any even moderate size city. So anyways, I'm driving, mom's in the front seat, dad's in the back. 15 miles away from home, starts snowing, keep driving, gets denser, denser, visibility keeps getting lower and lower, and then within probably about 5 miles from home, I cannot see the road. It's dark, there's 3 or 4 inches on the ground already on the roads, roads aren't plowed, it's just a nice, smooth, even... snow hump of a road.
Oh man.
So you cannot see anything. There's no tire tracks on the road. It's just white and flat. I'm driving. By then, 3 miles from home, I'm down to a snow crawl, still snowing heavy. I got my dad in the back seat. "Oh, are you sure you're on the road? Are you blah blah blah?" And I'm like, "Just shut up. Just let me drive." I'm like, safest thing is pull over somewhere and just wait. I don't care if I'm that close to home. I can't see the road anyways.
Right.
I would have put him out in front. Made him walk in front of you.
Maybe.
If he fell off, that's not the road. My uncle did that once, but it was a flooded road instead. He put me out in front of the truck to see if the road had washed out because he figured it was like 3 feet of water. So he figured that if I went down, it was because the road wasn't there anymore. Bless his heart.
So yeah, essentially just crawled home just slow as could be because if I pulled over anywhere, anybody coming behind me would just hit me because I, again, had no idea where I was on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So
I had one of those experiences going to see the Strokes in Milwaukee and this kid who lived in the same building as me, Kyle, was the one who had the most reliable car, knowing that there was going to be a snowstorm between Milwaukee and Green Bay. And so we take Kyle's Ford Fiesta, which it's a clown car, is what it is. It's a tiny clown car. And it was this little ugly green thing, this little mutant of a booger. And we all, pile in there because we want to go to, was it the Rave, I think, is where we saw him. I could be making this up. I don't know. So we're driving back and it's essentially a straight shot up, but you got to take the time to do it. And it was snowing to the point where it was like just kind of driving through a snowbank. But good old Kyle, he was eager to go home. So we were flying, like we were just I don't think we... I think we actually passed at least one snowplow in that evil way that you're not supposed to do that. So it was myself and my girlfriend at the time cowering in the car, hoping that we make it, and Kyle just cruising along, having some fun, scaring the shit out of us. Oh, God, it was so unnerving.
That sounds a little nightmarish.
Yeah, that's a little nightmarish.
And the concert sucked, too, so it's just lose-lose.
Bad experience all the way around.
Was it the Strokes' fault?
It was horrible audio.
Oh.
All I could hear, like, I was in the middle. I wasn't too close to any one side. It just sounded like shit. Mm. And not like the trying to sound shitty, but the just something's wrong. Somebody's not mixing this thing right.
Hmm. That sucks.
Unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. Yeah, well, we had a nice experience trying to get to the bar on New Year's Eve. We had a cabbie.
Oh,
that
that's right.
No idea where he was going. He picked us up just at like where Minnetonka Boulevard and Seven come together.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to go to Northeast. Well, first of all, he didn't know how to get to Northeast from there, which we were already in the city of Minneapolis. You just had to get to a different part of it. He didn't know how.
Well,
should have been a bad sign.
First, the first bad sign in reality was we called them and told them how many people we needed in this vehicle. We couldn't have a normal car. We needed a van or a larger vehicle. And it shows up just to be a normal size taxi. So Craig, her brother, goes down to talk to the guy and see, hey, what's going on? And he's like, yeah, no, I can't take that many people. I'm sorry. He's like, well, can you call somebody else or call back to the taxi company and get us a bigger vehicle? Well, Craig tips him anyways and says thanks, and he's walking away, and the guy's like, you know what? Never mind. I can take you all. I can take you all.
So it had only started snowing like a little bit. It was kind of freezing rain and then snow, but if you guys remember, we didn't get that much snow
right
on New Year's Eve. But of course, we're going to the bar at the exact time that it's snowing the hardest. So we pull out of her apartment building with four of us in the back, three people in the front, including the cabbie. Everybody but one person had a seatbelt on, which we realized when, like, you know, we're all crammed in there. You don't really think about the seatbelt thing.
Yeah.
And then when he started to swerve in the parking lot and was driving on the wrong side of the road when we got onto the frontage road, that's when we all scrambled to put our seatbelts on. So, you know, he takes the last second turn through the mush to get onto 100 because he didn't know he was supposed to take 100. So, like, that part that you're not supposed to turn through because it's the most slick part because it's the residue from everybody else driving.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh.
That, yeah, like, corner.
The point.
The point. You don't drive through that. Well, he, like, at the last second takes the point, and then we're like, oh, God. And, there was a lot of, like, Hail Marys being said by non-Catholics and praying to any deity that you could think of not to kill us.
Lots of yarmulkes showed up all of a sudden.
Yeah, like, not to kill us on the way to our New Year's Eve party. And we were going over the Hennepin Street Bridge over the Mississippi. And I'm like,
not
I've
here.
Seen this movie. I know how it ends. So, luckily, we all, like, hit the curb, like, he pulled over and we all, like, instantaneously jumped out and were kissing the ground and very thankful that we had made it to our destination and that we decided that all of the people that are not really cabbies came out on New Year's Eve to be cabbies.
Very true.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. So, cheers to the fact that we survived. I still think Dan's is a little scarier, though. We would have at least gotten help sooner than you would have.
Yeah.
Well, I have a one that's probably, I think, a little bit more scarier. I was down in Vicksburg to start going, and I was just about to leave the night before for Charleston, Vicksburg, Mississippi to Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
And forecast is a snowstorm in Mississippi. Keep in mind that meeting me in Charleston in 2 days is Katie.
With a non-refundable ticket.
Bum, bum, bum.
The plot thickens. So, and I've started hearing these stories about when snow strikes in the south, nothing moves.
Yeah, because they don't have snowplows. They don't have the necessity to upkeep on snowplows.
Yep. So I call Katie and I'm like, hey, there's this snowstorm. I don't know if we're going to be able to go because we'd be driving fully one day, camp out in Georgia, and then finish the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, if you're not in Charleston, I don't care if you're just leaving a day later. I'm not coming. I'm not going to wait in a strange city for you if you're not there.
I knew this wasn't going to go well for me.
So, my scary story is her.
The storm embodied.
Yes.
Well, you guys remember our winter last year, and he's trying to tell me, well, we're going to get like a half inch of snow. I don't think we can make it. And we've gotten like, what, 9 feet of snow by that time, if this was March?
Yeah.
That I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to be friggin' kidding me.
And like, see, yeah.
We had the Metrodome collapse, man. I can't even see. When I go to work, I can't see the road I'm supposed to cross because the snowbank is too high. And you're trying to tell me that I'm going to be out like $500 because you guys can't drive through a half inch of snow? That was... That's the other half of the story. That was my argument.
Yeah, and see, my problem is it's not my call. I'm back on campus, so it's all these other higher-up people that are running the whole program that decide whether we go or not, because we're the only ones on campus,
mm-hmm.
So their full attention is on us. So I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Well,
so,
Eric wouldn't let me burn the building down. But
although she really wanted to.
But he
arson,
made it.
You know.
Yeah.
Speaking of arson. He made it. Everything's happy. Can we move on?
Yeah. It's I think it's been long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good mic check, everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, note to self, that was a lot of stories.
It was.
It was. That question
it, was, it was about half an hour-ish.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Not too bad.
But, so this would be a good time if anyone needs to use restroom, beverages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Hot towel.
Yeah, get me one of those if you get one.
Let me go find the nearest Delta flight.
Peanuts.
Did anybody else need anything?
Honey roasted.
I was going to get up in a second. I was going to first ask Adam, do you want to open it or would you like me to open it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Just wanted to settle that first.
What's this about?
Set that. That's the bottle. Right?
Yep.
Just oh. by the bottle.
Like the other half is to hit you.
Yes, the other half is for hitting things. Whack.
I'll keep it over here then.
Like, good call unless you want to tell another story again.
As I said, it was a scary story.
Hey, if I can make people, like, cower 7,000 miles away, I could definitely make them cower 1,000 miles away.
Argentinian?
I was in France. I could have phone calls that would make people cower.
So she
you
likes...
You have to care what I think, though. So.
Yeah.
If you don't care, then it's... Has absolutely no
weight. Right.
There we go. And phone is off. Good. Okay, so listen to this. Once I find it.
Oh, parents, we're the band. There's no Texas. People call
Doesn't it just really sound like him?
Who does it sound like?
Brett from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. It just sounds like Chris Cooper is, like, doing him exactly. And it, like, I was listening to it all day today, and it was just like, I made the connection at the time, but it wasn't this, like, focused. It wasn't, yeah. I was like, wow, in retrospect, he was mimicking him almost.
All right.
For some reason, when you said acquired, I totally thought you had actually gone out and bought a CD. And then started playing it on your iPhone, and I was like, why would you think that? Dan doesn't even have a vehicle to play a real CD, I'm assuming.
Xbox could do it. The Blu-ray player could technically do it, but it'd be really boring to watch. Computer could play it through there to the TV.
Okay, fine.
The
car.
But
it's not your primary mode.
Oh, no. No thanks.
Digital age.
Yeah. Which, I have something to speak to about that.
Yeah, what have you seen for news?
Just Oscars. Yeah. Great. Primary. That's what everybody's focusing on. It's like Netflix has released some data before this. They're trying to make some changes or something before they reveal what happened this year for them overall. Like that announcement. It's boring.
Okay.
It's boring.
No one wants to talk about that, but, you know, I have all the stats on the Oscars, and I've had a number of, had a number of comments sent my way regarding opinions, so I thought it'd be safe. And, you know, everyone will be talking about it anyway, so why not us too?
Even on Friday?
I hope so. Yeah. I feel like people will still be angry about very certain things. And people will just kind of go, well, duh, on other things that I believe that we're going to hit.
Gotcha.
And who knows? They might...
Well, it'll buzz until the Oscars, I would suppose.
Yeah, at least another
when are they?
Week and a half. February 20-something? 4th? 5th?
February 20th. Excuse
me. Let me find out,
well,
actually,
it's Sunday
before
night.
We start.
Your birthday's on the 19th.
It'd be that
it
next
would be
one.
The 26th.
No, just go February 20th.
I actually want to know now.
I put 50 cents on the 26th.
Is it your 50 cents? Oh my god, she's right.
Hey.
19 plus 7 is 26.
Guess I wasn't thinking of it that way. I was thinking, Young the Giant's the next day after my birthday.
25
That's
plus
all that mattered.
1 is 26? Right.
What?
1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1. 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1.
Stop that.
Plus 1.
I was like, I was almost done with the first one before you messed me up.
You do know what that's from, right?
No.
Clue?
What?
Oh, yeah.
1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1. No, it's 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1.
I remember that now, yeah.
So, 26th. We have to...
I have to remember that.
Better plug it later.
Okay.
Wait, who's hosting? Have they announced who's hosting the Oscars?
L. Cool J?
No, no. What's his name is coming back?
Coolio.
Why can't I... Magic Max.
P. Diddy.
What?
Magic Max. Why can't I think of his name? I feel so ashamed now.
Dr. Dre.
You're not helping.
Eminem.
He was in...
Snoop
When
Dogg.
Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Oh!
Why can't I think of his name? I feel so stupid.
Now I can picture him, too, but what's his name?
Brian Blessed!
It's not
no,
Brian Blessed.
He was also in City Slickers.
He was.
He's old.
Billy Crystal. God
oh
damn
my
it.
God.
God damn it. I'm angry now.
I know it was something like simple, you know?
I know. It's just like I looked down at my phone and I was like, Fuck, it's Billy Crystal.
Quote of the night. Fuck, it's Billy Crystal.
Well, some people are thinking that. Some people are thinking, shit, it's Billy Crystal. Because that's going back to a very certain age of the Oscars has passed. Was really great, but has passed. And people are worried that it's like, oh, fuck, time machine.
Who's hosted last year? Somebody really attractive hosted last year. Oh, yeah, James Franco.
Yeah, the guy who's half there.
I was like, oh, that's not what I meant. But it was Anne Hathaway, too, right?
Yeah.
More young. I didn't actually watch it last year.
But we should actually get to the episode so that we can discuss this stuff.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too.
But now we have Billy Crystal's name in hand, and I won't feel like an asshole for not knowing it.
That's right.
Unless right. You watch the prequel.
A Billy Crystal in the hand is worth two in the...
Albert Brooks.
There we go.
All right, let's get this timer going. If I remember right. There it is.
Are you going to comment?
Yeah, I left the timer on from the last time I started the show.
And it kept going.
It kept going. I forgot to stop it. Okay.
That's well, I guess your
phone hasn't died in the last week, so that's good.
No, it's always kind of running, I guess. I thought I restarted it, but who knows? Okay. So now we do...
And when you're setting your beverages down...
No thunk thunk.
Gently.
Glide, glide.
So something like this.
Be conscious of your glass. Oh, you don't have to go back. No. It's not like it's kettle corn. Yeah. Unless you're eating the glass thereafter.
I sip pretty loudly.
Like hot soup sip, or like I'm enjoying this too much to care sip.
Oh, it's not hot.
It's so good.
So
shutting up now.
So we do a moment of silence. Frank Oz, even though he's not dead,
and his awesomeness.
Yes. Hold on, I'm going to wait one more second to see if I get another ping. There it was. Okay. What? I just started the timer. Okay. Ready?